Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Betty Otten over Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning.
Betty, you guys are very optimistic because you're having a spring fling lunch on this Sunday.
Yes.
We have to thank spring, whether the weather cooperates or not, but I think it's going to be okay by the time people get to come to the spring fling lunch in Lewis. So where is it at and what time? Give us those details.
All right. Well, we're going to start serving at 11:30, and it will be Sunday at the community center here in Lewis, and we will have ham salad, chicken salad, and egg salad served on a croissant with a variety of salads on the side, and we're going to have a lot of cookies for dessert and some lemon bars.
Ooh, those are yummy. Yes.
Yeah.
So people will get to make some choices there. You have some really good cooks over Lewis Way. And it's just, you know, the menu just sounds like spring to me, all of the salad sandwiches. So, and the other thing, Betty, and I guess I've mentioned this before with other events, this is a great time to come in, have lunch, and sit down and visit.
Yes, it's a good community gathering, not only for the people here in Lewis, but for the outlying communities also. You can come here and sit and see somebody that you haven't seen for maybe a year or so.
Yes.
And get caught up on what's been happening.
That's for sure. It's just a joy. And so a great opportunity. Now, we probably should talk about how much this is going to cost people.
Well, it's free will donation. So if you want to bring your family, and you have a large family, and all you can afford is $20, that's fine. And we just want everybody to come in, visit, fill up, and have fun for that day.
And I know this is a spring fling is something you've been doing for a number of years, and you always have a project in mind.
Yes, and that project is to get plants, perennials, to put in our planters through town. We have a new planter. We had it redone last year, thanks to the spring fling luncheon. And it was moved and redone by Colton Erickson. And now we need to be planning on getting some flowers in that so that it looks nice. And it's up by the school.
Kind of there where you turn to one highway or the other highway there, kind of at that area. And there's a really nice space there, Betty.
Yes, it is. We call it the triangle.
There you go. And it lets us know this is Lewis, and it's just a nice space there, and it's whoever decided to put it there, I think they had a really good vision about, well, this is a good design item to put in the triangle. So it's redone, and now it's time for plants, and I bet you're getting excited to make those choices and get those plants in.
Yeah, we need to get that dirt turned and get it done.
Right. So then who takes care of this, Betty? You know, it's one thing to plan and plant, but then somebody has to continue to take care of it.
The Lewis Improvement Committee takes care of all of the planters in town.
Excellent. Ah.
And there's four of them.
Okay. So they have to keep their eye on all those weeds, you know, even if anything else isn't growing, it's always weed time. So you got to keep your eye on those and keep them looking good.
Definitely.
So this is not in the park, but I just want to bring up the park and the rock, because that is, if you go to Lewis and you just need to make a little turn around there and go see the rock, it's pretty impressive, Betty.
Yes, we're very proud of our rock. And so people have still been coming. There's been some out-of-state license plates up there. And every so often, the weather's been kind of bad. But every so often, we'll see somebody up there sitting on the beautiful benches that the Improvement Committee donated.
Mm-hmm.
Another fundraiser we had. And it's just something to behold.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing if you haven't already had, you're going to have some motorcyclists also visiting. I know some of them just said, you know, this is on my bucket list. I got to go see every rock. And so the one in Lewis is one to see.
Yes, definitely.
And I always appreciate you talking about people sitting on the benches. And I've not been to lots of the others, but I just really appreciate the whole landscaping effort around the rock. It really does make it a great opportunity to sit and maybe contemplate or just relax.
Yes, and that was all done by the Freedom Rock Committee with the many meetings and fundraisers and things that they had.
Thank goodness people are supportive of all of these efforts, and we want them to continue to be supportive this Sunday for the Spring Fling, and we'll mention that time and place here again in a little bit. But Lewis keeps busy. You have your improvement committee, and you have events, and we need to talk a little bit about the Lewis Town Celebration.
Yes, and it's changed this year. We're having it on June the 30th.
And why is that different?
We decided to change it because of some of the other activities that were going on the fourth Saturday of the month. So we're trying a new change here.
Well, sometimes that's really good. So ordinarily people might say, oh, it's the fourth Saturday in June. We need to go to Lewis. This year, you need to go on the fifth Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
And I always kind of like that fifth day of the month because often there's nothing that's traditionally set up at that time. And so it gives us more opportunities to come and enjoy something. So tell us a little bit, you know, what are some of the things that go on at the Lewis Celebration?
Well, we're going to have the dunk tank again this year, and we're going to have some kids games. We will be having the Lewis Life Preservers. We'll have a booth and sell cotton candy and drinks. We're going to have the sunrise race and our parade.
Are you going to have ponies?
Yes. We will have pony rides. And people need to remember that due to the support of this committee, the pony rides are only $1 a piece.
Wow.
So it helps.
Yes. For sure. And just this celebration, like any others, takes many, many, many volunteers. There's no paid group that's doing all this.
No. And the fire department will be doing the lunch, and the celebration committee will be doing the smoked meat supper.
Okay. Well, when it gets a little closer to June, although that's not all that far away, we'll be reminding folks again about the Lewis Town Celebration being on June 30th and what all is happening with that. But now we need to think about what's happening this Sunday.
And that's our Spring Fling Luncheon. And we'll start at 11:30 and we'll go until 1:30 or until people stop coming. And it's egg, ham salad, chicken salad served on a croissant with a variety of salads and some cookies and lemon bars, and we'll have an orange drink and tea and coffee, and hopefully everybody will show up, and it's a free will donation.
Where is it at?
It's at the Lewis Community Center.
Right downtown in Lewis.
Yes.
And just in case you haven't been to the community center, you know, it's a really nice space to use. So you need to go and visit the community center, have your lunch and sit down and have a visit.
Yes, definitely. Check the community center out because the Lewis Town and Country Boosters are always looking for people to rent it. And it's a big space and a very nice, nice area.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for visiting with us today about the Spring Fling Lunch this Sunday in Lewis. And until next time, here's the thought: a goal without a plan is just a wish.